Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio Code Repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerang on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomer Lancer Radio Club's next monthly meeting is tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark V Center, 106 Keller Street in Boomer, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomerlancer.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in? Says KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2OIQ, good evening, Jeff.
WA2U, good evening.
All right, there's three. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else on the net. We've got a temperature here of 71 degrees on the mountainside after a range of 64 to 77. And we had some sun this morning, and then it went in again, and we did have a little sprinkle for a while. And I guess we're going to have some more rain, possibly a thunderstorm tomorrow from the looks of it. I'm looking forward to Wednesday at 6 o'clock there at the 3G fire hall there, Dan. And hope to be there at least for the first half hour to an hour anyway. I'm going to get home before dark. And that's about it. Looking forward to that and hoping things work out all right. With that, we'll say God bless, 73s, and 2PFM clear.
All right, George, well, thanks for checking in there, and you have a good evening. And we'll catch up with you later. N2IQ, Dan, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. George and John coming in there after me, and this is N2YQ here. We ain't too much going on, kind of quiet day, and we had to have some things to get active. Put the air conditioner in the house today, get that ready when I need it. One of these days it's going to get really warm. But today was warm and humidity. I thought the humidity was really high today, but anyways, but anyways, we got a radio going back here in a camper again. That one night I was doing a net, and the radio went dead. I said, what? I couldn't imagine what was going on. No, it had been. It's the first fuse I ever blew on a thing, and I had this radio 20 years. So, anyways, but it did blow fuse after I checked it out. And anyways, but it could have been just a fuse is old, maybe, at all. But anyways, well, we got it going again, so. We're doing this here from here for a little bit, or probably for a while, probably. I gotta climb up that, I ain't gonna climb up the tower, but we're gonna get a truck in here with a boom on it, go up there, and as far as we can, then, whoever's got enough nerve to climb the rest of it, they're more welcome, but, anyways, I got put one tent up there. The other tent, the tent broke off on the end of it, so it can't be used. So, anyways. But, well, we got a lot of time here before winter. That's 2 months, anyways, so I hope I get that done. So, other than that, not too much. Hope to see a few at the meeting tomorrow night, and then Wednesday night there down here at the fire on Glenville, little ham get together. And we're going to have refreshments and hot dogs and stuff like that. So, not, everything's free, and so now it's invited. I'd like to stop in and meet some new hams and old hams or whatever. It'd be interesting. So we've never done this before, like this open house. So anyway, so we'll see what happens. So back to you, Jeff. Have a good evening, and to OIQ will be clear.
Okay, while you were reminding me of that, I added a meeting tomorrow to my alarm here, and so the phone will go off and it will also ping me on the computer, so hopefully I won't forget it tomorrow. I won't be able to make it to the Glenfield event. I have to go to Lake Placid for a couple nights, so I won't be there, sorry. I hope you guys have a good turnout, and if anybody's interested, anybody listening there on the scanners or wherever else, if you're interested, that event is open to anybody. What are the times again on that, Dan?
6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So, and we were going to run from 7 to 9, but then me and Pete decided to change it. But, you know, having hot dogs and stuff, you know, get later, and, you know, might not go over as well. But, anyways. So I'll have hot dogs and potato chips, and there'll be drinks there in the bar. The bar will be open also. We're supposed to get one of the firemen to tend the bar that night for, you know, soft drinks. There is going to be other drinks available at no cost, but the drinks of the bar, they'll be charged to them. But it just help out the fire department also. Because they're not charging us for the use of the fire hall, what they normally do charge. But at the last meeting, they voted on it not to charge us for having that there. So that's a good thing. So. Okay, very good. Back to you, Jeff, and to White Kill.
Okay, so for anybody listening, that's tomorrow, or Wednesday, excuse me, at 6 p.m., 6 to 10, whatever, around there. That time at the Glenfield Fire Department, and if you're looking to get into the hobby or just want to talk to some of the people you hear on the net every night, you'll probably meet some of them there, and meet some of the fellows up in Lewis County there too, from the Loudville Repeater and other such organizations up that way. So, all right. Thanks, Dan. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. We'll move over quite a few miles there to WA2U. John, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, WA2U. Good evening to you, Jeff, and George, and who else is in here? Dan, I'm not sure if anyone's on Echo Link or not. I was a distance away from the radio. All is fine here with Kathy and I at the northeast end of Hinkley Reservoir, where it's about 66 degrees, fairly humid, and I guess they're supposed to get more rain tomorrow, so. The guard really likes it. That's a good thing. Maybe Wednesday I'll get out there with a saw and get, I brought about 7 logs off the pile of logs on Saturday, so. Roll them around and, boy, take a little bit of energy, I'll tell you. But they're in a good place to get sawed up or blocked up. And it sounds like whoever gets to the meeting, it'll be kind of nice, I guess 6 to 8:30. That'll give you a little bit of tear down time, and if people are worried about traveling, of course, it'll still be, it'll be light out. Nice to see some of the demonstration. Sounds like a lot of good things happening there. And Jeff, good luck on your trip. I guess you got to take an adventure, you said. And so, anyways, we wanted to check in and say hi to everyone this evening. So, we'll turn it back over to you, Jeff. Well, I know I just wanted to share some a little thought. It was kind of it's interesting. I gave it a thought today. It's kind of interesting if you listen around an HF band. How things have changed now, and unfortunately, I guess, but things like now when you fire up the radio going, you got to have your computer and a database next to you with a QRZ or the FCC database to make sure you're working a legit station. It's unbelievable. But I've come across that several times now, and hate to double, you know, if someone's got a vanity call or a special call, but when you haven't heard someone, you got to check, and it happened to me a couple times where I worked somebody on 40 meters and went back and looked on the time of the end of the computer up and looking, there was no call, so I've been had a couple times. WATU, back to that. Listen.
Hi, Don. Yeah, you have the FCC database. That's a good one to check up with, too, and yours. Yeah, I know my garden's really, at least the potatoes seem to really be liking this warm weather. We just had to mound them up again today. Well, we're mounding them with straw this year. See how well that works compared to mounting with dirt. We'll find out by the end of the season, but they're growing like crazy right now. Tomatoes are just starting to take off a little bit, and I see all the squash are flowering out there too, so it should be a good year. All right, John, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for checking.
Empire VOW, good evening, Jeff.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James on Echo Link. I will stand by because I know there's a couple other stations there.
All right, I was waiting for you to jump in there, Kevin. I seen you popped in on the monitor there, so I was waiting for you to come on in there. Okay, stand by. All right, let's see. So that brings us to N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good evening, Jeff, N5AOW. Just relaxing, trying to get the back to cooperate a little bit. I've played the devil with it for the last couple of weeks, and I think I'm getting payback on it now. So, yeah, it's been raising the devil with me, and not a whole lot of good time with it, you know, active time where I can be out and do something that starts on me and I gotta go lay down and try to get it calmed down a bit. So that's pretty much it. I'm hoping if it doesn't rain I can get out and do the golf tomorrow night. That doesn't seem to bother it much. It's when I twist and turn a little bit the wrong way, it just gets real bad. So anyway, that's about it from here, Jeff. Fairly good day today. I think the weather was a little cantankerous there. According to the report, I guess it was going to be zero precip, and well, we certainly had a half of a day of it here. But it cleared up in the afternoon. Got a little cloudy again, but no more rain. But I guess like someone said earlier, I guess it's going to rain again tomorrow. That's the forecast. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. You have a fine evening. And Jack also, I'll touch base with you in a little while. At 5AOW.
All right, Bill. Well, if you get rained out tomorrow, you can always come up to the meeting. So, all right. Thanks for checking in, and get feeling better there, and maybe if we lose some of this rain, maybe it'll help you out a bit. Well, we'll see. All right, take care. We'll catch up with you later. K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's up?
What? But just kind of a busy day today. We had some things we had to do. Actually, the weather down here was not too bad. We got up to about 84, and not a lot of sunshine, but this was dry today. We've had, since the storms the other night, we've had a full 3 inches right on the nose that's been keeping track of the rain gauge, and they're talking about considerably more possible tonight and tomorrow, so I don't know. It's either feast or famine. Okay, other than that, not too much to offer. 73 is to all. KA2000Z.
Alright, yeah, I know exactly what you mean there. Boy, for a while it was so dry, and then now we're getting rain every other day. Well, that's alright. It'll even out at some point. So. Hi, Jack. Thanks for checking in. You have a good one. 82 FPM. Kevin, good evening. Well, what's going on tonight?
FPM here, that's KD2FPM, Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike. Hey, glad to be on here tonight. Yeah, just finished up the OARC, that's the only amateur radio club meeting tonight. A whole bunch of us were here, a few out of the Syracuse area. Actually, got a hello for Jack from AA2AN and KD2HKB. Yeah, they're sitting here right now in my vicinity, so I stole them from Octen tonight. So hopefully Jack's getting a chuckle. Yeah, had a pretty good time down here tonight. Keep me posted for Wednesday night because I want to make sure that we do that 7 o'clock net to help you guys out to get some interest in some ham. So that way at least I'll know which repeater to tie into. And, Jeff, I want to thank you for getting the Echolink back up here on the Boonville repeater because it was down for a couple days, so that's really cool. With that note, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin, yeah, no problem on that. The, I'm sure what happened, I think we had a little power outage here in the office, and I was up at camp that weekend, so there was nobody really here to notice it. You know, my wife and kids, they never come into the office here, so they didn't notice it was off. So anyway, it happens every once in a while. What do you think? But, meeting there will be on Wednesday, so yeah, feel free to let everybody know about it. All right, thanks, Kevin. You have a good evening. Somebody was on Echolink, but it looks like they signed off. They must have been having connection issues. So we'll put another call out there. It's KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Well, for myself, working today, got work here tonight, and not much required. We did some weeding out in the garden there, and we, like I said earlier, we mulched up the potatoes again, and I'm going to have to get some more hay the next time I do these again. So I got to get a couple more bales yet, and see how it works out. But that was about it. There's not a lot going on right now, just work. But, I'm not going to complain about that either. All right, this is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close Black River Valley Service Center. Return the frequency right around to you. I'd like to thank George, Dan, John, Bill, Jack, and Kevin and crew, I should say, for checking in tonight, and say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. Clear.
FPM is going to be clear of this repeater. Thank you for use of the repeater with Echolink. Hopefully we'll see you guys tomorrow night, 7-3.
Stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic call. Stations are welcome. Stations, come now, please.
Sir. KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
5 AOW. Good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX. Good evening.
N2MQP.
Okay. Unfortunately, I had the 655 in Rochester wipe me out right after I made the call. I got N5AOW, Bob. N2WBX, Dennis. N2MQP, Kill. Now, I know at least one other station in there, maybe two. I think one might have been Jeff AIT. Can anyone relay, or Jeff, are you there?
Roger, it was AIT.
Okay, very good. So I think we got everybody then. And I thank you all for checking in. Any other stations? Okay, thank you all for checking in tonight. Much appreciated, folks. Let's see, actually I had traffic that I wanted to get out too. Let's see, well, I didn't announce it in time. So, if I have to do it next time. I haven't gotten any out so far. Alright, I'll shape up here. Do it next time. Sorry about that. Okay, thanks again for the check-in. 7-3 to all. KA2 that ends up.